The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday, taking care of business with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And I have the president, CEO, Todd Thompson, here with me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Meg. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, taking care of business.
That's right. That's what we're doing right now.
And I know you've been busy. I mean, gosh, everything that's happened in this past week, everyone's kind of reeling from it and trying to get like centered again back to normal schedules and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of obviously a crazy week for everyone. And we were not in the office for last week just because, you know, it was not safe to be out on the roads. But you know, we were working from home still, you know, plugging away on everything that's going to be happening here in the next few months. So.
You know, don't you wish in a way, though, that you could say I'm at home and then that's it? There was a time when he had to go home and it'd be like, sorry, we'll see you Monday.
Now people
expect you to work from home and work remotely during a snowstorm.
I get a little stir crazy. I like being in the office or being out in the community. You know. So it was fun. I know we were talking before the show. It was fun for like a day and a half, but then I was like, all right, I'm ready to get back out.
I'm with you on that one. I think that was true for just about everybody, I think. So what's happening at the Pensacola Chamber? And maybe I was telling Todd that I ran into a friend recently, and they looked at me and they said, well, I mean, what exactly do chambers do? And I thought, really?
Yeah.
I thought, you don't know?
Right.
So maybe there's someone listening that doesn't really understand what the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce does. I know from personal experience how much your organization does for our whole area, Pensacola, Escambia County. I mean, if you all had any idea the many ways that the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce supports our community, your mind would be blown, for lack of a better expression.
Well,
but
thank
it's
you
true.
For that.
No,
yeah.
seriously.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, with your experience at the Pensacola Beach Chamber and you know, working together there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we are really focused on supporting the business community. And, you know, we have about 1,100 members. The vast majority of those are small businesses. I mean, obviously, we have the big companies, the Navy Federals, the hospitals, Florida Power and Light. But, I mean, you know, most of our economy runs on small business. And so we do a lot of events for small businesses so they can connect, network. We were talking about that earlier, how important it is to have that face-to-face opportunity to network with folks and get to know people. You know, yeah, we've got our phones and, you know, online stuff, but, you know,
it's not the same.
It really isn't the same. And if you really want to be effective and reach people on that personal level, you've got to, you know, be there in person.
And you do have so many networking events, the breakfast, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah. So we'll have our first Good Morning Pensacola February 7th at Scenic Hills Country Club. Starting at 7:30 a.m., you know, we have to do a good half hour of networking to start that off, get a nice breakfast, and then we have a program sponsored by Chick-fil-A 9 Mile Road in February. So about 130 people come to each one of those, so it's a great opportunity. Kick off your Friday morning with a great program and great networking opportunities, and you know, just it's fun. It really is a lot of fun.
I always like the breakfast because when you have the program, a lot of times you'll hear from a business or an organization that you know nothing about. I mean, most of us are very active in the community that are in business, of course, but it's always informative. You always find out. I always learn a little something and I always meet someone I didn't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And as a new chamber member, you get a opportunity to come up in front of everyone and give a 30, 45-second elevator pitch about your business, who you are, where you're located, your services, all that. So this is another great benefit of being a member of the chamber.
So some of the other things that you're involved in as a chamber is so that people understand some of many of the things that you do in the community.
Right. So we have a big event coming up this Thursday. It's our third, what we call the All Together Business Women's event. And
it's All Together Her.
Her, yeah, with the emphasis on her at the end there. But this is the third year we've done this. Carol Carlin very generously has put together the entire program. And we've got 8 speakers who are in the community. I mean, people you will highly recognize, people like Jennifer McFerrin, Jen Grove, Hong Potomsky, people like that who are, you know, businesswomen who have, you know, come up through the ranks, and, you know, they're going to share their story and how they've been able to be successful. And again, there'll be that networking opportunity. So, you know, we're expecting 150 to 200 women, you know, so it's a great, you know, if you're young and you're trying to come up in your career and you want to meet some of these women, this is a great opportunity to do that. But it's an all day event. So we're going to serve you breakfast. We'll have lunch. We'll have snacks throughout the day. But it's going to be a great program, high energy, lots of great conversation, and just a real great opportunity to get to know some of these leading businesswomen in our community. Yeah,
if you're having trouble getting inspired for 2025, if you go to this event, I promise you, you will be inspired, because right. These ladies are terrific. And it makes me very proud and happy, because I'm of that generation where it would have been unheard of to have a women's conference with all women speakers and female. And it's so wonderful to have all these women get together, like you said, share their experience, give those little tips of advice, things you could avoid, things that work, don't work.
Right.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And from a woman's perspective, it's wonderful,
and everybody's story is a little bit different, so you know, you'll with that many opportunities from hearing from that many different speakers, there's got to be one of them that you connect with.
And also the people that you're with. When I go to those kinds of things, the temptation is to sit with the people you know. But if you are going, I'd encourage you, sit next to somebody you don't know.
Right.
You know, really takes a chance to try to, I mean, scary to meet meet new people, but trying to step out of your comfort zone and sit at lunch, like with people that you don't know.
Yeah.
And exchange those business cards.
Exactly. And there'll be breakout sessions where, you know, you're in smaller groups that'll have conversations.
Different topics.
And we call them the influencers.
Oh, I love that.
The speakers. So you'll have opportunities to interact with them and folks, that you probably don't know and would be great to connect with.
Well, big thanks to Carol Carlin, who's putting all this together with, I'm sure, a whole committee of folks that are working on it.
She's got a great team. We've got a great team all working on it together. So very excited for Thursday.
That sounds great. So also, what are some of the other things that are happening at the Chamber?
Yeah. So again, if you're a new Chamber member, or if you're a member who wants to brush up on your membership and your benefits and the things you get, we have Chamber 101, and that is our
orientation.
Thank you. I said introduce, but orientation exactly is the word I was looking for.
Okay.
So that's where you get to meet the staff. Each staff person will give a presentation about what they do, the role that they play, and how, you know, you can get into those activities. But you'll get a full overview of your member benefits, how you can take advantage of them, and when the events are, and everything that goes into your chamber membership. So that's next Wednesday.
Great, next Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay.
At the chamber at 8:30, and it's free, no cost. Come on, even if you've been a chamber member for a long time and you just like, man, I really want to brush up on
those
benefits.
Great. Things change all the time. Everything's changing. So that's a great thing to go to for sure.
And again, another great networking opportunity, because, you know, usually have about 20 to 25 folks there, and, you know, they're new chamber members. So they're all kind of in the same boat in terms of, not knowing each other, but you see the connections, people talk before and after. And one of the things we do is we go around and everyone gets to say, their business
That's
and
great.
What they do. And, and then you just see it happen organically. People just start talking and trading cards and saying, I'm going to hire you for, I need this and that.
Mm-hmm. So, no, those are great. Again, another great networking opportunity. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, I know we had, I guess it was 2 weeks ago now, we had the leadership class that came in for this year and got a student that was Media Day. Talk about leadership and the leadership class and program, because actually, aren't you taking applications now for the next class?
Yes.
Gosh.
So,
I did the class in 2024. Right. We are the greatest class ever. Every class comes up with its own little nickname.
Right.
But I had a great experience, and I'm with someone that had been in the community for 20 plus years and just had never done that particular program. And I found it just invaluable. I met so many people. They do a different day every month where you learn about government or media or like the hospitals. I found really interesting because I don't have any, I was not going to the hospitals necessarily. I mean, it was really, really informative.
Yeah. So that's really kind of the cool thing. And you know, to your point, I've had people who grew up in Pensacola and have been here for decades, and they've gone through the program and said, I had no idea, you know, like you say, that's how our healthcare system works. Or they get, you know, those military days. So you
spend the day was great.
Out on the base and, you know, talk to the leaders out there and get their stories and
that
how
was
things
great.
Work.
And the sheriff's office going to the jail. That was, wow, that was interesting. But they also do in the program itself, they do a lot of things to bind the class together. I'm not going to give it away, but there's an opening retreat and a closing retreat. So for me, I was touched by, there were some people that were very young in their late 20s, early 30s, just getting started in business. And then there were people like me. There was a whole broad spectrum. It wasn't all young people. There were people all ages, all walks of life, from all different kinds of businesses too.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, well, these are all bankers or these are all lawyers. It was across the board.
Yeah, exactly. And some, there are some misconceptions. Some people think, like, you know, oh, it's only for the young up and comers.
Right.
Or it's only for the C-suite folks. And it's like, no, it's anyone who's demonstrated leadership and, you know, you think would be a good fit. So right now we're in the nomination period. So if you get our emails, we'll put that out on our email blast. You can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com. It's up on our front page. And it's very simple. You just click on it, you know, nominate someone. I think there are just a couple questions for some contact information, that sort of thing. But you can nominate anyone. You can nominate yourself if you feel like, you know, I'm interested. And I mean, it doesn't matter if someone nominated. That doesn't go into the, you know, scoring in terms of being selected or anything like that.
Right.
It's just, you know, once, you know, folks are nominated, then we'll have the application period, which is about a month where you, you know, give your resume, get letters of recommendation. And I always tell people, don't be shy, brag on yourself, because the competition is tough.
Fierce. How many applicants last year?
Golly, we were just looking at it this morning. I want to say it's about 180.
Oh, my goodness. And there's 50 spots, essentially.
55.
55, okay.
We expanded it a little. You know, about 55 seems to be the sweet spot. You get a little bit bigger than that, then it's hard because there's not as good connections.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a little more difficult. But we, you know, it had typically been 50, but last few years we've gone up to 55, and that's been working well.
It worked really well for us. And of course, there's also, during the course of it, they do a trip to Tallahassee, where you get a chance to meet our local legislators if they happen to be there at that time, or they'll come speak to the class if they're not. So it was a really great program. But now is the time to get that your nomination in now.
Yes.
Okay, so if you know someone that you think would benefit from this, or like Todd said, if you think you'd benefit from it, go online, PensacolaChamber.com.
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure I got that right.
Yep, that's it.
And apply for that.
Yeah.
Great program.
Yeah. So, so like I said, we'll have the application period after nominations are in, and then selections will be made this spring.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. And today it is the Pensacola Chamber Connection with Todd Thompson. If you've got a question or comment for Todd, text it in at 850-437-1620. All right, so what else is on your agenda for today? There's so much, I know.
Right.
I've kind of sat in your shoes. A smaller chamber, but I know what it's like.
Yeah,
to be running around.
One of the things that I'll just interject real quick, you know, people ask, what's a typical day like for you? And I'm like, there is no typical day.
No.
Because you never know what's going to be thrown at you, or what's going to be, you know, what kind of call you're going to get. That I mean, and most of the time it's great stuff.
Right.
But it's just, you know.
It's hard to prioritize your time.
Right.
Because you have meetings and then you have new businesses, but you have the old businesses that deserve attention, and you have your sponsors, and then you have events. Oh my gosh. And then you have the committee over here and the committee over there and the new people over there. And Whee!
Yeah, yeah.
So you go in thinking, today I'm going to get this, this, and this done. And
yeah, exactly, exactly. So that may be getting done when you get home, you know, later that evening.
Yes.
It's always something new coming in and, you know, someone with a new opportunity or a new problem that you want to help solve. So,
well, I'm curious, what do you think is your most important responsibility as president and CEO? What is the thing that keeps you up at night, maybe? Two different things, really. Most important and keeps you up at night. But,
you know, I always want to make sure we're providing value to our members. I mean, you're paying us to be part of the chamber. And, you know, if you're not getting that value, if you're not feeling that you're, you know, getting what you're paying for, you know, I want to know that so we can try to fix it. But I also, you know, when we do Chamber 101, one of the analogies I use is like joining the chamber is like joining the gym.
That's right.
You join, you're excited, you're telling everyone, and then if you don't use it, you don't get the benefits.
That's right.
So just joining is great, and we love to have you, and we do the ribbon cutting, and that's always fun and exciting. But you gotta, you know, you gotta come to some of the events. You gotta take advantage of the networking opportunities. So you know that's.
No, the gym analogy is perfect. That's a perfect analogy, because truly, the chamber can't do it for you, but show up and they will assist you in anything that you decide you're working towards.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So, so that's really, you know, just making sure that we're providing that value. And I mean, we can't be all things to all people, but we want to make sure that we're, you know, doing the best we can to support the business community. Make sure as a small business, you're getting opportunities to meet other folks and to get your name out there and, you know, just continue to grow the business community.
I mean, I think it's a real advantage. I've never really seen anyone not benefit from it unless they just choose not to participate.
Right.
But I was thinking for your position as the head of the Pensacola Chamber, you have a very unique perspective on what's happening in our community, a lot of the future planning that's going on. So what are a couple of the things that are on your radar right now that are being discussed, that you're looking at? Because you really do represent the business community.
Yeah. So one of the main areas of focus that we have now is on workforce. And we've got a workforce development committee chaired by Ildi Hosman with Landrum HR. And we've got with a partnership with CareerSource Escarosa, we have a workforce development director, Carolyn Fries. And Carolyn's been on the job for about a little over a year now. But
I just met Carolyn last year. Yeah, she's terrific.
Yeah, yeah. And so we've kind of got the bones and structure set up, but now we really need to start bringing people together to have the business community talking to the school district and the PSC and UWF and Pensacola Christian about what are the needs, you know, the business community has needs, are the providers meeting those needs, and just having that conversation. So we'll be sharing more in the future, but yeah, we're going to start having some regular meetings where we bring folks together to sit around the table and have those conversations. This is something that chambers should do. I mean, it's very important. Everywhere there are workforce shortages, and you know, we're not going to solve the problem per se, but if we can bring some solutions that'll help our businesses out, then you know, that's something Chamber should definitely be doing.
It's no accident that this show is called the Chamber Connection.
Right.
And part of that workforce development connection issue is that so often in this area in particular, people get their education at PSC, UWF, and then they go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
And the challenge is there's great opportunities here. Pensacola is growing, growing, growing.
Right.
So how do we keep those folks here? How do we keep them connected to our businesses who need them?
Right.
Right? Because there's so many businesses are putting the ads out there, but they want to get our local folks in to those positions.
And we have such great quality of life. You know, we've got downtown, we've got the beaches, we've got the Blue Wahoos, the Ice Flyers, all these great things that are happening. But, you know, we got to have the right jobs to keep those folks here instead of them saying, oh, I'm going to go to Atlanta or Birmingham or, you know, somewhere else. You know, that's important.
Well, that's great that you're working with them on that, because that's certainly an issue that's affecting the economy of the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are some of the other good things that are on your plate, sir?
Yeah. So,
I know you've got a full one.
Yeah. So something that we were also ramped up in the last year or so is Innovation and Entrepreneurship Committee. There's actually a meeting tomorrow at 9:30 at the chamber. We do a monthly meeting, and it's open to anyone who wants to attend. You don't have to be a chamber member. But it's really we're really trying to focus on bringing those entrepreneurs and folks involved with startups to the table and bring the resources that are in our community kind of in one place so they know where to go. Because there are a lot of resources here, but it's getting the information about those resources out to people. We've got, you know, the SBDC at UWF.
SBDC, tell them what that is.
Small Business Development Center.
There you go.
I know we get in these acronyms sometimes. It just occurred to me, second nature.
Someone may not know it, but Small Business Development Center is a great organization.
Yes.
And there are resources that people aren't aware of, because when you want to start a new business, it is overwhelming.
Yeah, and sometimes you feel like, oh, I've got to go hire an accountant or an attorney or, you know, these different marketing folks are, it's like, whoa, there, you know, there are other things you need to do first.
That's right.
Before you start you'll get there where you need to hire those folks, but let's get your bones and your structure set up first.
Mm-hmm. Even licensing and the things you need to do legally.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So it's getting that kind of information to folks. So when, you know, they want to start their own business, they kind of know where to turn and get, you know, some free resources, some free advice or very low cost. So they can avoid making some mistakes that could really set them back.
So that workshop is called?
It's our Innovation and Entrepreneurship Committee.
And that's tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow morning, 9:30 at the Chamber. And we meet typically the last Tuesday of every month at that time.
Okay, that would be a great thing. And then, like you said, you don't have to be a Chamber member to attend. But and that's true of most of the events, isn't it? Like the breakfast and things like that, you could come, but you would have to pay a little extra.
Right, right. Yeah. If you're not a member for those types of events,
But then you can kind of get a feel for it. And I would probably guess that once you go to one, you're going to want to come back.
That's how I feel. That's what we find. If people experience it and they're like, this is for me. So, feel free to reach out to us. You can always call us at the Chamber, 475-4999. Talk to Willa Licata. She will give you all the information you need. And if you want to join, she'll get you set up.
That sounds great. And if someone wanted to look ahead of time, just go to PensacolaChamber.com.
Yes.
To the website. All that information is there. And you can also see who the members are.
Yes.
And the listings.
Yep.
So that's a good thing, too. See who's on the list of all the different people. And it's great.
Yeah.
You have so much information at your fingertips when you're a member of the Chamber.
Right. And we only, as a member, we only refer people to other Chamber members.
Right.
So if somebody calls up and says, you know, I need a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go on our website, you can put in plumbers, and, you know, there are all our Chamber members there. And those are the only people that we refer those calls to. So,
well, and that's a valuable endorsement.
Right.
That's really great. Okay, we've got a couple minutes left. Todd, anything that you'd like to touch on this morning that we haven't gotten to?
Yeah, we'll just give a little teaser. So we will have our legislative luncheon coming up in February.
Great.
So we're working out the final details on that. But we've got our priorities for the session coming up in March. Derek McGee from Tallahassee, he works as a lobbyist over there. We'll come over.
He's awesome. He's so knowledgeable and a great speaker. I've seen him in a couple of other conferences. And if you want to know what's happening, he is the guy.
Yeah.
And very entertaining.
Yeah. He's usually at the Florida Power and Light Symposium legislative update. So he's high caliber guy, and it'll be very informative because this could be an interesting session. I mean, there's a lot happening.
Absolutely. A lot of changes.
And
when is that going to be held? The luncheon?
February 21st.
Okay.
So it's a Friday. We're still working on the details on the location and things like that. We'll get that out, you know, in the next day or so.
Okay. So you need to become a member of the Chamber and get on the mailing list.
That's right. So you can stay on top of all these different things. Exactly.
So that's really good. So we have All Together Her this week. You've got the breakfast coming up next week. Yeah. Then Valentine's Day. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm reminding everybody, Valentine's Day sneaking up on us.
Yeah.
Anything else we haven't mentioned?
Business After Hours.
Oh, that's right. Yes, of course.
That's on the 20th.
Okay.
And that's going to be at Stay APT Suites, which is out by the Target near University of West Florida.
Oh, okay.
It's a more of a long-term place, you know, for folks, for like hotel for longer term stays.
Right, extended stays.
Right, kind of thank you.
Yeah.
But they've got a great courtyard area for the business after hours. So definitely come out for that. And that's February 20th, starting at 5 p.m.
All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg with the Chamber Connection with Todd Thompson from the Pensacola Chamber. Todd, give that website one more time. You've talked about a bunch of events, networking events, things that you can do, and just so many ways the Chamber can help you and your business.
Yep, it's PensacolaChamber.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in, Todd. It's great to see you as always.